الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم My respected ulama, elders and friends, in a hadith Qudsi, a hadith, the words are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not part of the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كنت كنزا مخفيا فوددت أن أعرف فخلقت الخلق أو كما قال. I was a hidden treasure, that is before the creation of any of the makhluk and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فوددت أن أعرف, then I had this desire, I love that I be recognized. فَخَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقُ, then I created the entire creation. From there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the entire makhluk. And of course, before all that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the ruh of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith Qudsi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, لَوْلَاكَ مَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ, that if it was not for you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would have never have created the makhluk, the creation. In the previous hadith we understand that this creation came into being and Allah ta'ala had created everything for the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah. And in this hadith we understand that Allah Ta'ala had created everything because of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this, our ulama have explained that although Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only the greatest human that Allah had created, but he was the greatest and the best makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And although Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bashar, he was a human, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of iman. That iman in itself was found in Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was iman. To understand this, one very great muhaddith, Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, in his commentary of Muslim Sharif explains, and there is a general Arabic rule, that everything is recognized by its opposite. Man will never appreciate light if there was never darkness. Like that he explains, that if a person takes Dajjal for example, Dajjal was not only, or is not only going to be a mischief maker, but kufr was so, it will be so saturated in Dajjal to this extent that his body will not be able to carry the kufr of Dajjal. Hence on his forehead kaf, ra, fa and ra will be inscribed. that kufr will protrude from his body. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an embodiment of iman, and iman was so saturated in Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it was found in every fiber, in every vessel, in every vein, in every nerve, in every pores, in every hair of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And iman was saturated to such an extent that it protruded out of the body of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it formed the seal of prophethood on the back of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have understood this great darja that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will also question, what is our relationship, imani relationship, the relationship of our iman to the relationship of the iman of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have explained that when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was the markaz of hidayah, then the iman of the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a reflection of the iman of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order for man to progress as far as his iman is concerned, he will have to have some bondage, some closeness to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like, if a person wants a mirror reflection of something, a person wants to reflect the light of the sun, the closer we get to the original, to the sun, the greater the reflection. Hence, if a person wants a better quality of iman, a better standard of yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a better deen and a better Islam, a person will need to get closer to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it stands to reason that this closeness is not a geographical closeness, not by way of place, not a closeness by nasab, by relationship with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our closeness to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in ittiba, in following Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we quite frequently hear the ayah of the Quran Kareem, Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, tuhibbun Allah, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love is a symbol of iman of Allah ta'ala, you will not get that love of in an iman of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but in one, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow my example and follow my way of life. Respected and dear friends, on this occasion, what we really need to see is Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ta'alluq, his relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala's muhabbat for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that we find in each and every word of the Quran Kareem, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like in the surah Duha, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالْضُحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Here at the very beginning of the surah, it seems to the onlooker, to the reciter of the Quran Kareem, and if we take a literal translation of these two ayat, Allah ta'ala takes a qasam, وَالْضُحَى, qasam of the light of day. Duha is that period of the morning after the sun rises, when it gains its brightness till the time of zawal. There seems to be absolutely nothing as far as duha is concerned. But if you look very deeply into this meaning of the, into this ayah of the Quran Kareem, and if you look to the next ayat that follow, we find that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us a great bondage, a great affection, a ta'alluq and a relationship with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah was revealed on an occasion when wahi had stopped coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a short period of time. The commentators of the Quran have explained that basically there were three occasions when wahi stopped coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one occasion was the very initial stages after Iqra was revealed, then wahi stopped for a while, and then One occasion was that occasion when the kuffar of Makkah went to Medina Munawwara to query about the signs of nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were informed by the Yahud of Medina to question Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a nutshell. And amongst those questions was, what is the ruh, the ashab kahf, and who is Dhul Qarnain? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that occasion had not received any wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence, putting his tawakkul, his trust on Allah ta'ala, knowing that Allah ta'ala will send down some revelation, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will tell you, I will give you the answers of your query. But Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that occasion did not say inshaAllah. That was a period of time when wahi stopped. And one period of time was before the surah Wad Duha was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Commentators explain that on the one hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hurt his finger, which began to bleed. And on that occasion, the blood of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so mahbub, is so beloved by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that if that blood spilled on a ground, out of enmity, if anyone spilled the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or for that matter any Nabi of Allah ta'ala, the curse and the wrath of Allah ta'ala will come onto that ground. The blood of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so mubarak that we find in one hadith that that person that has the blood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his body, the fire of Jahannam will never touch such a person. On this occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's finger begins to bleed, and Allah's Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows us what sabr is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses that finger and he says, in a nutshell, he addresses that finger and he says, the old little finger, what you are going through is only for the sake and the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. About that period of time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not get up for tahajjud salat, and at the same time, wahi does not come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A physical difficulty upon him, a difficulty as far as his ibadat were concerned, a spiritual difficulty comes upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And over and above that, when the kuffar hear that there are no new ayat being revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and amongst them one woman, Umme Jamil, the wife of Abu Lahab, began to say that, wana'udhu billah, referring to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that now Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, shaitan has left him. Here at this stage also, we need to consider a fact that even the kuffar kept abreast with the ayats of the Quran Kareem as they were being revealed. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hal and his condition at that time, that wahi stopped coming down. We can understand in the initial stages of wahi, we learn in Islamic history that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gripped with fear on the first occasion when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down to him. And then thereafter, after he had overcome that period of time, a shock, a desire came into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam going to come down again so that I may receive another ayat of the Quran Kareem. That real and true and sincere desire was created in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah Rabbul Izzat does not send Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam down with any ayah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's condition was one of restlessness. To this extent it comes in one riwayat that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt as though now it was not worth living in this world if Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would not come down. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, in this condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would accompany Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And at that time also, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam begins to teach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about akhlaqi hamida, about good qualities and good character. It comes in a riwayat that he would make mudhakara, he will mention and they will revise all the akhlaqi hamida, all the good characters that Allah Ta'ala has sent down onto this earth that a Muslim should inculcate and imbue in his heart. Even at that time, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam would come down, but he would not come down with wahi. In another riwayat, it is stated that at that period of time, Hazrat Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam went through this condition that he would stand with his head on the Kaaba, his forehead on the Kaaba, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will supplicate to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He would mention the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and he would mention the favors that Allah had given him, like Allah had made subservient the wind to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Once in this condition, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down after this testing period and he reveals this ayah, wadduha. By the qasam Allah ta'ala takes, by the oath of this period of time during the day when the sunlight is fills the earth and fills the atmosphere. Wallayli idha saja, and Allah ta'ala takes qasam of the night when the darkness spreads in the night and everything is totally still, Allah ta'ala takes these two qasams. Commentators of the Quran Kareem have explained that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by taking this qasam, shows Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very great nisbat and a very great ta'alluq, a very great love that Allah ta'ala has for Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That it was that time of the day when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam the Torah. And Allah Ta'ala calls Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by taking this wahi that I had never left Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. I not only gave him the Torah, but I also made kalam with Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam. I also spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam on that occasion. And it was also at this time of the day when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given the magicians iman and hidayat and Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam victory over them when it was the time of duha. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in taking this qasam, Allah ta'ala reminds Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of all those great events that had taken place. Wallayli idha saja, and by the night when it becomes still, commentators explain that in wadduha Allah ta'ala brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attention. Allah drawed his attention to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam's kalam with Allah ta'ala. And wallayli idha saja, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam an undertaking. Like how I spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, O my pyare Nabi, I will also speak to you. But my speech will be at night. And that was Laylatul Mi'raj. Okay, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam spoke to Allah ta'ala whilst Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was on this earth. But I will take you beyond the seven heavens. I will bring you past the Sidratul Muntaha and I will bring you there right to Arshi Azim. You will have vision of my tajalli, my noor, and at that time I will make kalam with you. And Allah ta'ala shows him, I have never left you. Some ulama have explained that wadduha, by the light of day, in actual fact is a reference to the noor on the face of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The noor on the face of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described in one hadith by Siddiqa Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She says, it was that time of the day towards the mid-afternoon when I had seen that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's garment, his chadar, was torn a little bit. And Allah's Nabi, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did not wear anything that was torn, but he loved to patch it and then wear it. So I decided that I will patch this garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I was patching the garment, daylight was beginning to leave. And we can understand the house of Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that ulama explained barely that a person could stand and the roof was there. And as Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, as I was patching this garment, the time of Asr was passing, I had performed my salat, Maghrib was coming in, and the needle got lost. It was so dark by then in the room, that I could not find that needle. And my desire was to surprise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by making this khidmat of his. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam comes home, it was dark in the room, and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at my face and he saw disappointment on my face. Immediately Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would address her by the beloved term of Humaira. Oh Humaira, what has happened? She tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the ordeal. And Allah's Nabi, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles. And from his tooth, such a light emitted that lit up the entire room and I was able to spot that needle. Respected and dear friends, that is that qasam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes. And that was that Mubarak chehra of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallayli idha saja, Allah ta'ala takes qasam of the zulfa of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here, thereafter Allah ta'ala says, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. O my beloved Mahbub, Allah Ta'ala has never left you. Allah Ta'ala has never forsaken you. But what Allah Ta'ala had put you through this test, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created within you a shock, a desire, and of course, وَمَا قَلَى, Allah has never forsaken you. To this extent, ulama have written that here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that Allah Ta'ala's ta'alluq with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in this halat, in this condition of ittirar, in this condition of restlessness, shows his muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. Immediately Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah ta'ala says that these difficulties that you are going through in Makkah Mukarramah, that they may call Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam a shaitan, they may belt you, they may put thorns in your pathway, they may put the intestines of a camel in your back, they will do everything, but Allah ta'ala says walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula, that the latter part of your life is will be far better than the earlier part of your life. As far as deen was concerned, on the one hand, ulama explained that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before nubuwat, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam status in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was of such a high nature that even the greatest wali could not even touch the darja and the rank of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before nubuwat. Then one can imagine after nubuwat, that Allah Ta'ala had given Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such a rank, that Allah Ta'ala had given that rank, that first namaz that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had performed after nubuwat. All the ulama, all the awliya of the world can get together and perform a salat. Or they can make takbir, one Allahu Akbar of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will never be equal to, of the whole world's Allahu Akbar, will never be equal to one Allahu Akbar, one takbir of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then thereafter Allah Ta'ala also shows him, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ, that the hereafter will be far better than this material world. That Allah Ta'ala had kept Hawd al-Kawthar in the Akhirat. Allah had kept Shafaat for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Akhirat. My respected and dear friends, thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَىٰ. In the near future, Allah Ta'ala will give you, and when Allah Ta'ala gives you His ni'mat, فَتَرْضَىٰ, you will become pleased. If anybody had to give us such an undertaking, at that time, what desire wouldn't have come into our hearts? But at that time, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately submits and he says, Ya Allah, I will never be pleased whilst one of my ummati is in the fire of Jahannam. And that person of the ummati of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is in the fire of Jahannam, it is obvious that he was disobedient to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that feeling in the heart that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for even that one ummati, he says, I will continue to be restless. I will continue to be unhappy until and unless you take out that last of my ummati and you place him into Jannat. My respected and dear friends, when we see that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has such a ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, our hearts, our minds should go to this, that what was it in Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us the answers in the Quran Kareem. In a very short time, Allah Ta'ala just explains to us that all of us read Surah Yasin in the morning. There also Allah Ta'ala says, Yasin, والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. That without doubt, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Your way of life is the sirat mustaqim. If we want any credibility, any status in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ. That, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people that this is my way of life. Follow the way of life of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you do not follow the way of life of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will follow the different subul. You will follow the different paths of this world. And it will be lead you to disaster. One hadith of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he made a shikayat, he made a complaint. Just to understand that in one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of barakat and how much of blessings Allah ta'ala put. The sahabi comes and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he complains that whenever I eat, I am not satiated, I am not satisfied. That I eat and the desire of food comes and comes again. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows him one simple sunnah, or rather two. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you eat, eat together. Eat from the same plate and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few days later, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees this sahabi and he says, Ya Rasulullah, my complaint is no more existing. That in one sunnah of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find so much of barakah that Allah ta'ala places. Once a person, a real Allah wala, a real buzruk, he was performing his salat. And what a salat he performed also, a salat of nisbat and ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala. When he goes to sleep that night, he sees a hoor of jannat and a voice saying that this is your hoor. But when he looked at that hoor of jannat, that hoor was blind. When he got up, Allah ta'ala gave him ilham and Allah put it into his heart that when you went into sajda, my beloved Mahbub, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would leave his eyes opened. When you went into sajda, you had your eyes closed. For your salat, you'll get the hoor, but for not following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that hoor will remain blind. My respected and dear friends, may Allah ta'ala first of all grant me the tawfiq and Allah ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.